This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Today, the Holy Father continued his catechesis on the letter to Galatians, and he reflected specifically on St. Paul's words on his exhortation to walk in the Spirit. Now, today, the Pope said that the Holy Spirit is the only guide, of course, on that journey along the way to Christ. In fact, he called it a stupendous but a difficult journey that begins in baptism and lasts for one's whole lifetime. And so following that path of Jesus, he said, leads Christians to a positive vision of life. And in that positive vision, they realistically recognize evil and difficulties of life, but always continue to hold on to the belief that God is stronger than any human resistance and he's greater than sin. And Pope Francis pointed out that St. Paul includes himself when he invites the Galatians to walk in the Spirit. Pope Francis explains that Paul doesn't place himself outside the community or above the community, but right in the midst of the journey that everyone else is also on. And this gives the Galatians a real concrete example of how necessary it is to obey God by following the Holy Spirit's guidance. And so today, the Holy Spirit, Pope Francis described the Holy Spirit as the guide on the journey, but being like a long mountain hike. He said it's breathtaking, it's stupendous, but it does require a lot of effort and tenaciousness. And even though St. Paul knew, of course, that Christ lived in him, he was also convinced that he had not reach that goal. And so we are also all beckoned to realize that we must continue to run that race. And so today, Pope Francis concluded the audience by encouraging the faithful to walk along this path guided by the Spirit, but do it with joy and patience, John.
It's a beautiful message, and I think the reminder of the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Father is reminding of us, is so important for us as Catholics. I think that oftentimes we forget the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. It should be our best friend.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly right. And in fact, today Pope Francis said that we can call on the Holy Spirit to help us in our daily moments to be more tender, to be compassionate, to figure out how to accompany those around us. And also, he mentioned that the Spirit will guide us to help us tolerate the defects of other people around us. Remember that the Holy Spirit will also help us to pray more deeply. So we should always remember the helper that we have been given and call on him at all times, John.
Let me tell you, as I've said so many times, Rome is a city of celebrations. There's great celebrations going on all the time. We had a couple of really special ones this past week with All Saints Day and then All Souls Day yesterday. What was that like in Roma?
You know, John, it's so wonderful on All Saints Day when every church in Rome brings out all of their relics for public veneration. And so it's a wonderful tradition to just go church to church and to have the opportunity to venerate the relics of these holy men and women who have gone before us. And on a personal note, my husband John and I went to an All Saints party, which was so special. We started with Mass, and then all of the attendees were dressed up as a saint. And so then everyone, they had a little guessing game. Everyone told the story of the saint that they were dressed up as. And then they showed pictures of saints, modern day saints, but in their younger days. So we got to see all of these rare photos of people like Fulton Sheen and Pope St. John Paul II. And then they had a little guessing game of who was who. Then we finished with a veneration of relics, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine. It was a beautiful way to celebrate our faith, John. And I have to tell you that on the bus on the way home, an Italian family came up to me and asked why I was dressed the way I was. I was dressed as St. Zita of Lucca, who is the patron saint of domestic workers, John. So I had on an apron. I had a little dustpan. I also had a little bag of flour and a little bag of beans hanging from my apron because those were related to miracles associated with St. Zita. So even on the bus, it was an amazing chance for evangelization on the Feast of All Saints Day. It was so fun.
Wow, that sounds outstanding. St. Zita of Lucca. Not real intimately familiar with her. What did John dress up as?
Oh, John actually dressed in white with a gold jacket to represent the saints who had been made clean through the blood of Christ. So in other words, representing the first reading of that day.
Book of Revelation. I love it.
Exactly. So it was great. It was just a lot of fun. And we never know when we'll have the chance to evangelize.
Absolutely.
So that was great,
Sure. And, you know, it seems like you walk into a church in Rome, it seems like there's a church on every block all over the city of Rome, and everyone is more beautiful than the next. There's relics everywhere. Probably one of the most moving places is the Basilica of the Santa Croce of Jerusalem, the cross of Jerusalem. It is awe-inspiring to walk in. Tell us what kind of relics are in there.
Oh my gosh, that is such a moving experience, John. You can actually venerate the finger of St. Thomas that would have penetrated the flesh of Christ in the moment that he doubted and then believed. You can venerate relics of the Holy Cross that St. Helena brought back to the city of Rome. You can venerate thorns from the crown of thorns that would have been wedged into the head of Christ. It's such a moving experience. And another special place that people went yesterday, John, well, it's the Purgatory Museum inside the Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus here in Rome, where there are actual artifacts of people who have reached out from purgatory asking people for prayers. Quite an experience on All Souls Day, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.